Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a few minutes.
Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, guy, we just landed in Skinny Tarmac.
Getting
ATL. I just got in from TPA through MCO.
Whoa.
Just trying to hit the Starbucks before I head to the gate. I'm at B-19.
Uh-huh.
I have to go all the way to Bravo 54 in less than 20 minutes.
Good Lord.
It's a lifetime in my world.
I'll bet.
I know. I had to call you guys today because...
Hey, Tarmac!
Oh, crap. Bob and Tom, it's that same guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, a huge client of ours, and I'll be damned if I always forget his name.
This guy? Oh, man.
Hang tight. Maybe it'll come to me this time. I gotta find out this guy's name.
All right.
Kenneth Ulysses Nelson Tarmac.
I know.
Yeah, my dad.
His two heroes were President Grant and Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
He was early on Mandela. I can't believe you know my whole name. Well, just for kicks, what's your full name, sir? I bet it doesn't roll off the tongue like mine.
No, that's a mouthful, I gotta tell you. Hey, I don't have the four names like you. I'm not Catholic. I just got the three. So just take William and combo that up with my first and last name.
Oh. Yeah, we'll do.
Bob and Tom, I think this might do it.
Okay.
Hey, check this out. Look what Tobit gave us for bonus this year, cowboy. Only gold-level guys got these. Customized Corinthian leather business card holders.
Ooh.
I rock it old school. I don't keep crap on my phone. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm saving the top spot just for you, Mr. Numero Uno. Now that rolls off the tongue. Give me that card over here.
Hey, Kenny, you're not going to believe this, but I just gave my last card away.
Oh.
And they are beauties, 100% acrylic.
Wow.
Oh. I promise I'll have a card for you next time. You know, in fact, I just gave away my last card to Rick Ramica from Ducor.
Ducor? That's our top competitor now, Junior. Mm-hmm. When did Ramica change teams?
Well, he's been with him since the holidays. Actually, he and his family came over for our annual Christmas party.
Aww.
I told you, you're always welcome to come. All you got to do is call.
I know.
You know my name's in the book.
Just busy.
Look it up. Yeah, Ramica and his wife got me and the little lady personalized Snuggies.
Wow.
Ooh.
Our names are stitched right on the front.
Nice.
Your names are on the front? No kid, you got a picture of those? I'd almost pay.
Sorry, Kenny, no photos. We love those things. They are a big hit.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I knew I'd see you again, and I just hung onto your gift card right here in my car. I actually have a few of them. Went all out with gift card medleys this year for our top clients. I certainly want to just pop them in the mail.
Bob and Tom, hang tight. I got to do some quick re-gifting.
All right.
He likes to personalize things now. It's Tobik Sumoto. Yeah, here you go. Brand new one.
Oh.
Circuit City? Thanks, Kenny.
That's not all. This one. This one's good for $100.
Oh.
Montgomery Ward.
Oh, they got everything.
You're too kind.
I know. I know. And here's another one, but I'm going to need you to sign for this one.
Oh.
It's like a membership thing.
Oh.
Yeah, a service merchandise, huh?
Yeah, you're gonna have to sign right here, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Let it rip. Just sign right here.
Yeah, I know. They when I used to go in there, they always had you sign stuff. So, okay, here's the thing. You got a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Here you go.
Wow, you a doctor now, too? That's pretty much a straight line, Shooter. Looks like one of the answers on Final Jeopardy when the people are just guessing and the last few letters kind of fade away. Maybe you should print right under so the people at Service Merchandise don't question anything.
Look, I don't know, Kenny. I got to get going. In fact, I don't even think there's a store around my house anymore.
Huh.
I got to get going. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on the VIP list for our convention out in Scottsdale.
Oh.
It is beautiful out there.
Will do, yeah, son. Is. Will do.
And do me a favor, hit me up on Twitter.
Okay, no problem, Big Tommy. What's your handle on Twitter?
You ain't going to believe this. I'm one of the rare guys that actually got his name as my handle.
Wow.
That is rare.
Don't I know. Don't I know. I got to stay tuned. See you in Phoenix.
I got to make a quick phone call.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Hands folded. Ready to go.
Yes.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here is Tom Griswold, and it's time for a special guest.
We're going to go to the big screen in the room, and there is the lovely Allie Breen. Uh-oh, it's another mystery place.
Yeah. Wait where a minute. Is she?
Yes. Yeah, you never know where she is. This looks like Florida to me.
It looks like...
Yeah, nailed it.
No, well, it looks nice. Like where Batman was kept before Bane came in.
I wondered what to break first, your mind or your body.
I came out of the dog.
I guess Florida because you look sunburned.
Yeah.
Born there.
I am a little bit. I knew I was going to get yelled at you for that.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
No,
just
no.
Just a tad burnt.
Yeah. You know, you're pretty crispy, it looks like.
Tad burnt is fine.
Anything under SPF 100, Tom, you consider. That'll burn
umbrella,
it.
Umbrella, clothing.
Burka. Yeah. You like the burka?
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
Totally. Burkini.
The show is called Sexy Time. We're going to flip it around a little bit today, Ali. I want to open up with a question for you. We had a news story about a survey indicating that intimate encounters, whether spontaneous or planned, were kind of equal weight, if you will. In other words, they went into this thing with the hypothesis that a spontaneous encounter was hotter, if you will, than one that had been planned, like, you know, Saturday night, love night, or whatever. Your thoughts on this? Do you like the randomness?
No, yeah, this spontaneous sounds way better, I think. Well, because when it's planned, you think it's like, should we just do this? All right, let's do this so we don't do it tonight. Or like, if you vacuum the house, I'll have sex with you. Like, that seems like planned, what married couples do.
So, Allie, we have a surprise for you. We knew you were in Florida. There's going to be a knock on your door. And this is going to be the greatest episode.
Straight. So if he sucks the house with the vacuum.
I'm sorry. Let's get to your letters. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend says he hates Valentine's Day and he wants to celebrate tonight instead. Does that mean I'm the side hoe?
Oh, no, not necessarily. Come on.
No, it may just be a simple matter if he wants to go to a really nice restaurant and can't get a reservation.
Yeah.
Can't park. It's a hassle.
And candy and chocolate are half off today, so it's way easier to get like a good deal.
Yeah, did you hear that, Pat?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Pat? I wrote that down.
Cheap.
Yeah, don't jump to that.
Cheap.
Yeah, no, I think that...
What's the difference between cheap and frugal?
Cheap suggests you're just completely unwilling and you don't want to spend your money, whereas frugal is, I'm being careful with my money.
Gotcha, yeah. Right. Okay.
In other words, you could buy, if you ever lived in a house that was cheaply built.
Yeah.
Where everything's constantly breaking. And
low quality.
The drawers get stuck.
Right.
Whereas you could be frugal and have a really nice place. But you didn't waste a lot of money building. Is that making it more clear?
Okay.
Quality. It's quality over.
No, as usual, you've complicated it. I'm completely lost.
You can be frugal and have a certain component of quality in everything. Whereas if you're cheap.
So what does it count as if you're celebrating Valentine's Day on the 15th? Is that cheap or frugal?
I think that's just less
that
pressure.
I think it's more, as I said, getting into a place where that's not completely jammed up.
Pretty sure.
Don't. I think she should be grateful that he's doing anything.
Don't assume you're the side hoe.
No, of course not.
Just ask him under the candlelight if he got her a better present.
Am I the side hoe?
Okay, if you want to reach Allie Breen, it's Allibreen on various social media platforms. You can find Allie and send her your love troubles. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I bought my girlfriend a $10,000 necklace for Valentine's Day.
Jeez.
She broke up with me, right after that because I got mad at her for not wearing it and then got back with her ex-boyfriend and spent Valentine's Day with him. So he must have bought it for her before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Is it wrong for me to want the necklace back? P.S. I'm married and I spent Valentine's Day with my wife.
Oh, but so much going on.
You fool.
Let's just stick with the question he's asking. I think you have every right to ask for the necklace back.
I agree. She should have given it back.
Is that right?
Except she might deliver it to your wife.
Yes.
Yeah,
instead
it.
Of you.
That's what you can do. You can send it directly to her.
Like, I'll return it. I'll make sure it's when you're at work.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't get it back, consider that karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no winners in this one.
Nope. Yeah.
There's
no way out.
Also, if you've got $10,000 to spend on your side piece, sir, what do you do for work? How can I get into that? That sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guarantee he didn't get his wife a $10,000 necklace.
The old ball and chain, why would it?
He probably took her out on the 15th also.
Well, no, she'd appreciate it if she got it sent to her.
Yeah.
Wow. She can send it to her with his name on it.
Yeah, that
she'd
would
be like,
nice.
Belated Valentine's Day. Yeah. Exactly.
Yikes. No winners, sir.
And they'll have a romantic.
No, I'm sorry, no winners. We can't fix you, sir. Good luck.
Quit sleeping around on your wife.
Walk in front of a bus. Okay, so.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. And use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Cumulus. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend used to worship me. He gave me massages all the time, would bring me home cookies and cupcakes. Now he barely does any of that, and he actually
fat.
Asked me to pick him up.
Eat the cookies.
Too many cupcakes.
Don't
you're
eat
fat,
them.
Boring.
Appreciate him from a distance. Knock him off your balcony with an oar.
Sorry, Allie.
Gosh.
What?
He actually asked me to pick up stuff for him on the way home all the time.
How dare
and
you.
Also do most of the household chores.
Oh, no.
Can I get him back to that old version when we first met?
I think you got to talk to him about it. I know.
Sounds like he was putting
damn
on
communication thing again.
Hey, honey, I'm happy to do things for
he
you.
What have
I told
putting you? Putting on a facade.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah,
watch this, Christy. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Bingo.
Well, have you tried asking him to pick up stuff for you where it's like he would do things for you, but you just have to actually ask now?
Right, where before he did it on his own, and now he's not.
And he has no problem asking for what he wants.
Now the honeymoon period.
I know, they don't read our minds.
Could you pick up the $10,000 bracelet I put on your credit card?
Well, if you got the right credit card, I think you can.
Okay. I'm sorry, our next letter says what?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend loves talking about threesomes as foreplay and when we're hooking up. It used to be some made-up girl that I'd bring him in this fantasy, but now he's incorporating real girls and real people that we know into his fantasy.
Geez,
does this mean he's attracted to these people? And is this an okay road or a bad road to go down?
Hey Josh, what do you think this all means?
I think he wants to have sex with your friends and family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not too much. That's straight addition there. No multiplication, no nothing. Yeah.
I think we've answered that one. Nowhere else to go.
She can start adding in his friends and his family.
I don't think the devil's three-way is what gets him off.
Doesn't sound like it.
Especially if you bring his dad into the equation.
The old London Bridge.
Oh, boy. Wow.
I entertained a similar joke and decided not to do it. I was going to go with mom, but equally bad.
You're right, Uncle Frank.
Okay, next.
Dear Allie, my best friend and I started hooking up a few months ago when he broke up with his girlfriend. Now they just got back together, and she asked me if he was with anyone else while they were apart, and he told me, do not tell her. Should I lie for him, or is this going to come back onto me?
Lie. Do not tell her.
It's none of her business, right?
Yeah. No. It's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, She's going to find out.
How is she going to find out?
Something's going to slip up. Something's going
to
happen.
And that's when you say, it wasn't my news to share.
What if they get married and the wife like asks this girl to be in the wedding party or something?
So? Then it's awkward.
Ooh.
This is...
That's like a rom-com Willie's writing over there.
This is dicey there, pal. Yeah.
And then the guy looks at the wedding. He looks over and sees the other girl, and he finds out he's really in love with her and not with the woman he's marrying. And it's just...
And that's when Colin Firth comes
in. And they chase him with a golf cart.
And everyone goes,
There's the sexting picture of her wearing nothing but bowling shoes. You know, just...
It gets real weird.
See, this is where Tom throws this stuff in, and it's really stuff he likes. That's right.
Bowling shoes.
Ellie Mae and bowling shoes. We all know it.
You rented those. You want to rent this? Stuff like that. I think we've done no help today.
Well,
I would agree.
It's hard.
But we can maybe this next one.
Well, let's keep
going.
Wait
a minute. Do you think she should not lie? You think she should tell the truth? You didn't say anything.
I was letting you guys answer. I'm on the fence, so I didn't have really anything interesting to say.
All right.
No, let's go to
I think
line.
I think if the woman does find out, he's not going to get mad at her. She's going to get mad at him. So, she should stay quiet.
No, she'll get
it's
mad
the
at
boyfriend that'll
she'll get
in
mad
trouble.
At both of them.
Yeah, she'll get mad at everybody. Yeah.
And the girl like, cool, I'm not dating you, so I don't care. Bye. You know? Get
I'm out.
Your boyfriend.
Okay, let's move on. What have we got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend bought me earrings that I love, and I told him I'd wear them forever. I ended up taking them off for a day or two, and he saw that when I posted on Instagram. He got furious and told me it was a total waste of money. He also got mad that I was Instagramming faster than I was responding to him. Red flag or what?
Yes.
You know what, Allie? This reminds me of a friend of mine has a coworker, and the coworker bought the friends these English driving caps. And the guy looks at the guy, people who bought the caps for, and he goes, "And I have never seen you wear those English driving caps. Where are they?" And I have to be honest, I don't know where mine is. But it was a gift, so I thought it was mine to do with what I wanted to know, but you're supposed to wear stuff like that, I guess.
That's right. The best gifts come with obligation.
That's exactly right. And if you're going to say you're going to wear your earrings forever, that's a mighty long time.
No, this guy's
women
a lunatic.
Change their minds all the time. I have a beautiful necklace that I received from my boyfriend. I don't wear it every day.
Pearl necklace.
But,
yeah. Tom, you think this guy's a lunatic?
I love
it. Yes, he's crazy. This guy has a collection of human flesh.
Yep.
A drawer somewhere.
Yep.
She takes it off one time and he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
Red flag.
That's crazy.
You're right, ma'am.
Yeah.
It is a red flag. Go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
She didn't answer you fast enough because you're yelling at her. Why would she be like, oh, hey, honey.
Yes.
Like, I did nothing wrong. You deserve a more confident man.
You can change your earrings out. You can wear a different necklace.
It's
you can
never the woman's fault. Remember that.
And screenshot those text messages so you can throw it in his face later or post them on.
So that's the other side of crazy, right there.
Yeah.
You've got to be prepared for how crazy he's going to get that you can at least imagine.
Yes. Always be lurking.
To protect yourself.
At the ready.
Yeah, I've got to get a letter one day that's going to go, My girlfriend is on a radio show, and she always says, and pretty much describing Halsey.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to leave the house for fear that I'm going to get
torched. It's okay, Donnie. You have friends
lurking
here.
In the bushes.
There's been a couple of letters I've been worried about, and I've asked him. I said, what's you?
Jessica, let me see that ring.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Can I look at that ring, Jessica? Okay.
Wow, you guys what? Are throwing some...
Oh. He's... really good.
I wanted you to say there is no ring, and I would have said,
Dear Allie, my boyfriend always buys me lingerie and asks me why I never sleep in it.
Sleep?
I said, no one does. I put it on for like 2 minutes before sex, and then I sleep in sweats. Am I really supposed to sleep in it? He's lucky I wear it at all.
Oh, I'm with her 100% on this.
I've never understood lingerie.
Yeah.
Neither.
Just take everything off.
Yeah.
That's your best outfit.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't like in it?
You don't like a little...
Nope.
Okay.
And I found that crotchless stuff leaks into your jeans when you're on stage.
I do like the boy shorts. I do like the boy
shorts. No, she's 100% right. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's silly.
Not
yeah.
an idiot. Just teach him.
No.
I just didn't know.
The right? guy's yeah. always the idiot, Josh. Stupid.
Tell you what, I've got a
kill
buddy.
Kill him. Kill them all.
Wait, Willie has a question.
What if her pajamas are like a oversized Tweety Bird shirt?
I think that's real cute,
whoa,
though. I think that's isn't that sexy?
Mm-hmm.
I have an oversized Charlie Brown shirt. Is that bad with Snoopy and the gang on it?
Yeah, that's not too good.
It's not exactly. That's adorable. A bunch of cats.
He's not going to care.
Stinks on ice.
Gives him room to get underneath it. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Just like a handball court in there. He's going to be just fine. plenty of room.
Yeah.
I've got a guy that can cure this really quick. My buddy PJ is an expert in the world of altering photographs.
Photoshopping is what you're looking for.
Oh.
So here's what I want you to do. Take a picture of yourself in this lingerie. He can meld your mom's head on it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Perfectly.
What is wrong with you today?
Just
he'll
you.
Never ask for it again.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Ellie. Yeah. Right again. How do I do it? Ellie, why are you in Florida, by the way? Did you work again down there?
No, just hanging out. I have a friend who moved down here like a year and a half ago. I've never come to visit. So me and my boy came down to hang for a few days.
Cool.
Nice. Oh, she did a little Valentine's dinner last night?
Exactly.
Something.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
All right.
Got a little sun.
She got a little...
What? Oh. You're pregnant?
Get a little...
That's, you don't have to answer that. Once again, we have to explain... Mr. Godwin has
Charlie Callis.
Mr. Godwin had to postpone his celebration of Valentine's Day with his lovely lady friend.
I think he's a little worried about it, aren't you, Pat?
And by the way, Pat, I got a letter for you, real quick.
Okay,
you guys were wondering what Pat should get his lady friend for Valentine's Day. Adam suggests a matching CPAP machine.
Oh, that's lovely.
Nice. Yes, she does not need that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Allie. It's always a great.
Thanks,
pleasure.
Guys.
Bye, Allie. Have fun.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.